At Shadyside Farm in Olive Township, Michigan, Mike Bronkema raises chickens. From the time they're a day old, he takes them under his wing and cares for them until they mature. When they're about 5 months old, they'll move on to egg farms. In nearby Zeeland, Michigan, factory workers are busy sawing and sanding. They make everything from conference tables to cubicles here at Herman Miller, one of the world's largest office furniture manufacturers. As businesses go, these two might not appear to have much in common, but in fact, they both face the same problem: what to do with all their waste.
We generate a lot of dust and chips like this, and right now, what we do with it is we're sending it to a landfill.
9,000 pounds of manure come out of here per day when they're 18 weeks old.
However you look at it, waste can present big challenges to businesses of all sizes. In this case, the farmer and the factory have teamed up to help each other out. They're combining their waste to create something useful: compost.
The recipe for this would be 1,500 pounds of manure, about 400 pounds of sawdust, and about 50 to 100 pounds of chips.
Chicken farmer Mike Bronkema is part of a pilot program to study the feasibility of large-scale composting by farmers. The idea is not only to reduce waste, but also to give farmers another source of income.
It's value-added farming is what this is. I can see where it's economically feasible to compost this way and sell it, where hauling manure costs me something to haul it down the road.
But any backyard composter will tell you the process can take a long time. Throw together a pile of leaves and grass, and it might be an entire year before it's transformed into soil-enhancing compost. For most farmers, that would be impractical. So to make the project work, Mike Bronkema uses a special composting machine. It looks like a big barrel with something like a bicycle chain around it. The chain's attached to a motor that slowly rotates the barrel about 3 revolutions an hour. Bronkema says it takes a mere 3 days to complete the bulk of the composting process this way. And because it's done in an enclosed container, Bronkema says he'll be able to compost even through the winter. Bronkema estimates he can make about 4,000 pounds of compost per day and generate about $40,000 a year if his product makes it to market.
It seems too good to be true, so we're working on trying to prove that it is true.
In the meanwhile, some environmentalists worry that this seemingly simple solution isn't quite as sweet as it smells. Mark Muller is with the Minneapolis-based Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
We're kind of going through the same thing in Minnesota, where there's a potential to turn poultry manure into an energy source. And people saying this is going to make it kind of close the loop and we won't have any more of these problems.
But Muller says if people start thinking manure's a good thing, it could open the door for big agribusiness to get even bigger, eating up more land, creating more odor, and further threatening the livelihood of small farmers. Back at Shadyside Farm, Mike Bronkema is meeting with Michigan State University Extension agent Charles Gould. It was Gould who brought together the farmer and the factory, encouraging them to combine their waste and make compost. Gould says the program could easily handle all the sawdust Herman Miller produces, about 15 tons of it a day. He estimates that could save the company about $500,000 a year in landfill costs. And he says the benefits don't stop there.
The farmer manages his manure. He has a value-added product. The neighbors don't have to put up with odors. We don't have runoff. So all the way around, any way you look at it, we win.
Gould says there are still a couple of regulatory hurdles to clear before the compost hits the market. Batches of compost are now being analyzed to ensure they meet standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA wants to make sure no pathogens from the manure survive the composting process. And the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality still has to give their approval. They're concerned about whether or not toxins from manufacturing may be present in the compost. But if all goes well, farmer Mike Bronkema expects to be selling his compost by next fall. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Olive Township, Michigan.